through the winds of snow-clad mountains and the fragrance of tea leaves.
Through frozen lakes and river valleys.
Through folklores and forest meads.
The beauty of the world lies in the diversity of its people.
Where your support is our strength.
That becomes the voice of Assam Don Bosco University. You are listening
to the voices of a diversified culture.
Radio Tapesia.
One for all and all for one.
Greetings all ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into Radio Tapesia, one for all for one. This is your RJ Anusha, and I'm bringing you an episode where flavors, feelings and cultures intertwine, binding hearts across borders. Today, we celebrate the essence of life, food, love and diversity, a theme that unites Assam Don Bosco University and Frankfurt University of Applied Sciences in the exchange of stories, memories and shared experiences. We are part of a virtual student exchange program between India and Germany. Joining me is Mamuni, who will be sharing her insights on diversity, and Anushriya will delve into the world of food. As your host, I, Anusha, will explore the theme of love, and last but definitely not least, we have Sarah, who's joining us from Germany. Like us, she's a part of this exchange program and will be sharing her perspective on food, love, and diversity in Germany. Let me introduce my wonderful team. First, we have Mamuni, who will tell us about the rich diversity of Assam.
Namaskar and hello everyone. I'm Mamuni Begum and I'm really excited to talk about the beautiful diversity that makes Assam so unique.
Thank you, Mamuni. Next, we have Anushriya, who will be sharing the flavors and culinary diversity of Assamese food.
Hello everyone. Namaskar. In today's episode, let me take you on a luscious journey of Assamese cuisine, starting from Masor Tenga to Tilpitha.
As your host, I, Usha, will explore the theme of love, and last but definitely not least, we have Sarah joining us from Germany. Like us, she's a part of this exchange program and will be sharing her perspective on food, love and diversity in Germany.
Hello and bonjour, it's great to be here. I'm really looking forward to sharing a bit about German culture and learning more about Assam from all of you.
It's indeed wonderful to have this exchange of cultures. So, let's get started. Our theme today is food, love and diversity, and we'll begin by focusing on the diversity of Assam. Mamuni, take it away.
Thanks, Anusha. Assam is a state where diversity is celebrated in every aspect of life. It's located in the northeastern part of India and is home to multiple ethnic groups like the Assamese, Boros, Missings and many others. Each group has its own distinct language, customs and traditions, which makes Assam a rich cultural mosaic. One of our most cherished festivals is Bihu. Bihu is a harvest celebration that cuts across all communities. During Bihu, people from different backgrounds come together to dance, sing and enjoy traditional Assamese food. What I love about Assam is how our diversity does not divide us. It actually strengthens our sense of unity. The natural diversity here is just as impressive. We have a mighty Brahmaputra River flowing through the state, lush tea plantations and a rich wildlife that includes the one-horned rhinoceros. Biodiversity is one of its greatest treasures and it's closely tied to the lives of the people.
That's so fascinating, Mamuni. It's amazing how diverse Assam is, both culturally and naturally. In Germany, we also have a lot of regional diversity, even though we're not as large as India. For example, Bavaria in the south has a distinct culture with its own traditions like Oktoberfest, while in the northern parts of Germany, you'll find a different lifestyle centered around the sea and maritime traditions. We also have a mix of dialects and customs that vary from region to region, but like in Assam, it brings us together rather than divides us.
That's a great comparison, Sarah. It's wonderful to hear how diversity plays a role in both Assam and Germany. Now, speaking of something that unites us all, let's talk about food. Anushriya. Why don't you share a taste of Assam with our listeners?
Thank you, Anusha. Speaking of which, Assamese cuisine is a style of cooking that is a confluence of cooking habits of the hills that favor fermentation and drying as a form of preservation, and those from the plains that provide extremely wide variety of fresh vegetables and greens, and an abundance of fish and meat. Both are centered on the main ingredient, rice. The cuisine is characterized by very little use of spice, little cooking over fire, and strong flavors, mainly due to the use of endemic exotic fruits and vegetables that are either fresh, dried, or fermented. Fish is widely used, and birds like duck, pigeon, squab, etc. are very popular in the Assamese cuisine, which are often paired with a main vegetable or a plate of warm rice. The preferred oil that is used for cooking in Assamese households is the pungent mustard oil. A traditional meal in Assam begins with akhar, which is a class of dishes named after the main ingredient. Another common dish is tenga, a sour dish. It is very common in most of the Assamese households. And traditionally, both khar and tenga are not to be eaten together in the same meal. But however, in the recent times, we can see that it is very common for people to eat khar and tenga together. Tamul, which is betel nut that is either fermented or raw, it's served with pan, and it generally concludes the meal.
That sounds so delicious, Anushriya. I've always heard about Assam tea, and it's actually quite popular here in Germany as well. We have a strong tea culture in the northern regions like East Frisia, where tea is served with cream and sugar in a very traditional manner. But across most of Germany, coffee is more popular. In terms of food, German cuisine is quite hearty. In Bavaria, we love dishes like sausages, pretzels, and sauerkraut, while in the northern regions, seafood plays a bigger role. We have regional specialties like Lapskaus, a traditional sailor's dish made from corned beef, potatoes, and beets. And like you, we also have special foods for festivals. During Christmas, we bake Lebkuchen, which is gingerbread, and enjoy mulled wine, which are both tied deeply
it's
to our traditions.
It's amazing how food connects people, isn't it? Whether it's a festival, a family gathering, or just daily meals, food has a way of bringing us together. And that brings us to the next part of our theme, love. I'll talk a little about how love is expressed in Assam.
The beauty of the world lies in the diversity of its people,
where your support is our strength that becomes the voice of Assam Don Bosco University.
From Radio Tabasia, one for all and all for one.
Hello.
Yesawa, tell me, how have you been?
I've been good, doing all fine. What about you?
I have been doing fine. So tell me, what are you doing today?
I feel so low. I desperately wanted to have Indian food today. I saw so many reels on Instagram about Indian food and I'm drooling already.
Is that so? I understand. Indian food can be quite exhilarating sometimes.
Exactly, that's what I mean. But unfortunately, it is so difficult to find an authentic Indian restaurant here. And thinking about the Indian food, I'm famished.
You can make one at home. Some of the dishes are quite easy to make with very few ingredients. It won't even take you much time. You can easily cook and enjoy the meal. I'll send you a cutlet recipe via Instagram. Do let me know how it was.
Seriously? Oh my god, I'm so excited to cook. Please send me the recipe fast.
You're listening to Radio Tapesia, one for all and all for one.
Let's start with a quick thought. What does love mean to you in the context of Assamese culture? Think about it while I share some beautiful insights. In Assam, love often finds its expression in our rich traditions and folklore. Take Bihu, for instance. It's not just a harvest festival, it's a celebration of love and togetherness. During Bihu, young couples often express their feelings through dance and song, showcasing the joy of romance in our vibrant culture. Now, let's talk about our home history. The tales of royal love stories like that of Princess Rudrani and King Rudrahinga remind us how love transcended political boundaries
and fostered unity in our land. But love in Assam is also about family. The bond between parents and children is celebrated in our everyday lives. The way we honor our elders during Bohag Bihu and seek their blessings is a testament to the love that binds us all.
That's such a beautiful way of expressing love, Anusha. In Germany, we also value love and family deeply, especially during our holiday like Christmas, when the whole family comes together to celebrate. It's a time filled with warmth where we exchange gifts and cook together and decorate our homes. Valentine's Day has also become popular in recent years, but for us, love is really about those small, everyday gestures of kindness and support in our relationships.
You're listening to Radio Tapesia, one for all and all for one.
Hello? Hey Sarah, how was the cutlet? Do you enjoy it?
Of course. It was so delicious. I mean, the spices, the chicken, everything was so well seasoned and spiced. But you know, while eating the cutlet, it reminded me of schnitzel. You should try it once.
Yeah, I did. It's very similar to cutlet. You know, it makes me realize that despite having so much diverse cultures, food and love brings us all together.
I love how love is expressed in both Assam and Germany, in both big celebrations and small meaningful moments. No matter where we come from, love is something that connects us all. Now, as we wrap up, I'd like to ask each of you to share a final thought on today's discussion.
Today has been an amazing exchange of ideas and culture. Learning about Germany's traditions from Oktoberfest to Christmas celebrations was fascinating. It made me realize that while our countries may seem different, we have a shared love for community, festivals, and coming together. I hope you all enjoyed learning about Assam's diversity as much as I enjoyed learning about Germany.
Absolutely. Hearing about German food traditions was so interesting, especially how different regions have their own specialities, just like we do in Assam. I loved learning about the importance of tea in Northern Germany. It feels so connected to our own love for Assamese tea. Sharing our food cultures really show how much we can learn from one another, even though there is so much diversification between the two countries.
I completely agree. Learning about Assam has been such an enriching experience. From the vibrant festivals like Bihu to the delicious dishes you've talked about, I feel like I've been introduced to a whole new world. It's incredible how much diversity there is in one state alone, and hearing about love in Assam through family and community was really heartwarming. I'm taking away so much from this exchange. It's a reminder that even though we come from different places, there is so much we can share and appreciate about each other. I'm so grateful to be a part of this exchange and learn about Assam, and I hope we continue to stay connected.